Boy, life moves fast, and so does WWL. Whether you're commuting, working, traveling, or relaxing at home, we are right there with you. Tune in for the local coverage, weather, and breaking stories that matter for WWL on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, or tune in wherever you are. WWL is there. And we've got WWL out in California, Jeff Nowak and Deuce McAllister hanging out as we've been breaking down this Saints roster going into preseason game number two. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff tomorrow right here on WWL. Saints Radio. Got into a little bit of the O-line there, and you know, I just wanted to bring up that again for the fact that, you know, we haven't really, I feel like, talked about David Edwards, the free agent addition at left guard, too much, and maybe that's a good thing of being an offensive lineman, but have you noticed a big difference with him in the mix there, especially in these joint workouts that we just went through out west?
I mean, it's tough to say, like, this is the impact of having a David Edwards. You know, we did talk about how they've been better against the run. I've seen a lot of runs go to the left side, and I think that's going to be your strong run side for this group with David Edwards and Kelvin Banks over there. But one of the things that I think he's impacted this group even more than what you see on the field, if you talk to Jeremiah Wright, who got a lot of snaps at right guard after Cesar Ruiz went down yesterday,
right?
He says, like, he's better as a pass blocker now just from watching David Edwards and, you know, talking to him in between reps and in between practices and learning techniques. During the preseason game against the Jags, the second string offensive line, they really struggled, you know, after the estimate touchdown, but then they had like two or three drives in a row where there was just pressure. And after each drive, the offensive linemen who were on the field, which is second and third teamers, he was like going up to each one, like getting down in a stance, like saying, hey, this is what you're doing wrong, this is how they're trying to beat you. And if you didn't know any better, you would think he was an assistant coach on the sideline, you know, almost like Will Clapp last year. And I think that's just, when you bring in a guy like that, you not only bring in the player, but you bring in the presence, you bring in the mind, you bring in the understanding. And I think that makes everyone around him better. And I think if you ask the Saints why they were so invested in bringing him in, that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I think also when you look at it, his impact, obviously you want it on the field, but his impact in that O-line room is what you really, really probably didn't think or know that he would have. It is still McCoy's room. That's McCoy's room. That's McCoy's offensive line. But to have a voice from the outside, like David, that comes in and he's not taking over it, but he's just giving stuff that he's kind of been there, done that almost in a sense, and being able to help those guys. And with him just being a little different from Eric, I think it helps out those guys tremendously. And so he's going to have a really, really big impact. You know, I'm knocking on wood myself for that unit, just not only from his play on the field, but just like Jeff just talked about, his experience. What's the offensive lineman? Played for the Rams, played at LSU. Hall of Fame.
Whitworth? No.
Yeah.
Faneca?
No.
Whitworth.
Andrew Whitworth? He's not a Hall of Famer, but yeah.
Well, not a Hall of Famer, but was there yesterday for the Rams.
Yeah.
Me and he were sitting there talking, and he didn't realize that David was with us. And just to hear him talk about Big Dave, that's what he called him. Man, that's Big Dave. Man, he was like, man, you're going to love him. You know, he's a really, really good guy, really technical, really smart. And then when you look at him, now I know Andrew has lost some weight and, you know, he's not in playing shape. But when you look at him, it's like, man, that Dave's just as big as you, and you played left tackle. You know what I'm saying? And so that's the other thing. He's a guard, but he looks like a tackle. He looks like a tackle. And so to be able to help, and I still call him a rook, be able to help your young rook Banks out there and take some of the pressure off of Eric, where he can worry about the calls and he can worry about just, you know, making sure that the line has the right thing, what they know what to do. And now that takes stress off for Tyler, because he knows it's picked up. And if it's not picked up, it's because Tyler didn't check to something, you know, because the offensive line is going to give you in the right protection based off of what you see. Now, Tyler, the growth comes from him once he sees the rotation, once he sees what that secondary guy is doing. That's the growth that you want from Tyler for him to be able to do it. But those initial five and possibly six the offensive line will be able to handle, and the back is the one that says, all right, I go 1-2. And the other thing that Dave has done a really, really good job, because I saw it in the game as well as in practice, even when he sees it, you get the initial call from Eric. If the he sees it, he's yelling something out, and now Eric yells it out as well. And that's just – I've played in the NFL. I hadn't been in this system, but I've played long enough.
I think the other thing with Dave, and I know we want to go to break here, he's also kind of a self-made player. Like, he's earned everything. He was a fifth-round pick. He wasn't one of these guys that came in as a first-round pick, got handed a job, developed at the NFL level. Like, he had to earn his job. He had to develop. He was a teammate of Ryan Ramczyk's in college. But, like, I think that helps him kind of get on the level of, like, a Jeremiah Wright, who's a fourth-round pick, who had to develop to earn a job. I think that's just a helpful perspective to have in that room from one of your star offensive linemen, not just a depth piece, like a guy you expect to impact that group mightily.